Welcome back, guys. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We're live from the American Airlines Arena Xfinity Plaza. We have the Heat Help Cure Radiothon going on right now, benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. You guys have been incredible so far with your support. Please keep dialing on in if you guys want to donate and help the fight against cancer. Call the Florida Blue phone bank at 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. Or you guys can go online to heathelpcure.com. org, and you guys can make a donation that way as well. This is a huge honor. Andy Ellisberg, yeah. Senior Vice President of Basketball Operations, Heat General Manager, stops by. Andy, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Really, it's an honor to be here. You know, the Miami Heat, we're a sports team, and that is obviously the main thing that we do. But we are also a part of the South Florida community and part of the country and the global community. This is something that doesn't just affect people in South Florida. It affects people all over the world. And to the extent that we can help cure cancer, then for us, this is just an honor to be involved in it and be honored to be able to help.
It's been awesome hearing that you guys have had, you know, even kids, they were telling us a little bit earlier about the pediatric center, and you guys have been involved, like letting the kids look into practice and things like that. What does it mean to you knowing that the sports does have that kind of healing effect on people, that it does help in these really, really tough times?
I mean, I think, I think we always sometimes lose track of kind of what we do and what that means, you know, to people. And I think you just see the reactions of kids when they come by and people that are going through some tough times and what just a little bit of interaction. And that's the beauty of sports. I mean, sports is a lot of things that sometimes it doesn't do well. But one of the things it does better than most other things is it unites people who can't unite about anything else. And, it's great to be able to do that, but it's also, it has a healing effect to us. We have a tendency in our world to sometimes, we throw on life and death pretty cavalierly when it comes to games, and we get, we take it seriously, and it has its importance. And then you go to the hospitals, around the holiday times, you have the kids that come to the arena, and you remember that, we have it pretty good. And win or lose, what it means to that and the effect that it has on that, and so to be able to sort of contribute to that, it's an honor for us as well.
Has there been a time in your life where it's really impacted you directly, or has changed your thought process of how the outlook of the disease is?
I'm a family of a survivor. My mom had a cancer scare a few years ago, and for the most part, we've been through it fine. She's got through it, and she's a survivor and getting through and has not had significant issues. We're, to this point in time, knock on wood, we're one of the lucky ones to have how things have been. But you saw what it means to when that happens and why that can affect your life and what the impact of it makes you appreciate things so much more. So having been around that and seen what that effect of it is, and like I said, we're on the lucky side.
Andy, you guys talk about culture so much. You preach culture. It's on the front of the arena.
Sure.
And, a lot of people, when they see culture, they think basketball culture. But as you talked about, as an organization, and I've seen it with the players sometimes behind the scenes on media day when we get to kind of be with the players behind the scenes, the way they interact with people, but how really they take interacting with kids and especially, go to the hospitals and stuff that you guys are in the community, how important and seriously they take that. And that's part of the culture of the organization too.
Yeah, I think the culture is – the other thing you hear is family and what it means to be a family. And people think, well, that means everyone likes each other all the time. So that's never a family I've been involved in. It's truly loving the people that are around you. And it is, the culture of the team is to that. And we are a part of the South Florida family. And at times you have those interactions with people, with kids, you are part of – in an extended way, our family, and we are part of your family. And I think it has to that has to be real. And like I said, it isn't always good. And part of it, sometimes things are difficult and they're challenging. But I think the genuineness, it has to be something that you really believe in. It has to be something you really feel. And I think that's something you've seen from the players and our coaches and all those through your organization who, really feel that we are part of the community here. And that's what makes events like this so special. And for anyone out there who can help and can donate or, time or money, whatever it may be, to heathelpcure.org, you know, that's, well, we're all part of this community here, and everything we can do to help, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, you guys can also send your donations in if you want to call in at 786-777-2222. Again, it's 786-777-2222. We're speaking with Andy Ellisberg here at the Heat Help Cure Radiothon. So we have one of our hosts today is Jonathan Zaslow. He is embarking on a journey right now. He is going and dribbling a basketball 13 miles. He's in the midst of it right now from the Miami Cancer Institute all the way here for the game tonight, and he does the pre- and post-game and halftime show for our radio broadcast here. Do you think this is something he's going to be able to do, even with stops in between, or are you concerned that dribbling a basketball 13 miles seems like an insane thing?
Well, at this point in time, I think I'll be happy if Zaslow is able to get here, whether or not he dribbles the basketball. Just the notion of making the 13 miles in and of itself is a challenge. So if time for time he has to maybe do a little bit of a traveling violation, probably do a little Euro step, or whatever it may be do that eventually gets him here, I'm in favor of that. So, you know, Zaslow, if you're out there, just, you know, don't hesitate to do a little bit of the stutter step if you need to pick up a step or two.
Andy, here's all you need to know about Zaslow's trip. He called us after about a half a mile and says he's heavy on the Pedialyte already. So if that's an indication, he's either going to be bloated or sitting on the back of that van.
Like many things with Zaslow, my guess is it'll be one of those things that sounded like a much better idea before he actually did it. Once he starts doing it, he's thinking, wow, I shouldn't have done this. But you know what? That's what makes him the special person he is.
Right.
All kidding aside, for him to be able to do that, to do what he's doing, to raise attention, to draw attention. That's talking about putting your body on the line. He is putting his body on the line.
I just have this weird feeling like Alonzo Mourning's going to throw him over his shoulder and have the last stretch
of got some muscle with him. We got Zach with him. Zach is a little – he's got some size to him. He can lift him.
Look, it's like anything else. The harder part will be when you get halfway through it. Once you get to the 10-mile mark and you can sort of see, okay, the light at the end of the tunnel, then, you know, then it'll just be, you know, just another step, just one more step.
Yep.
Andy Ellisberg, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for sharing your story with us and why this is so important to you. You guys can send your donations in to heathelpcure.org. Again, that's heathelpcure.org. You guys can donate that way, or you guys can call the Florida Blue Phone Bank at 786-777-2222. Thanks for stopping by, Andy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thanks again for all you guys are doing.
Andy Ellisberg, Heat General Manager, Vice President of Basketball Operations. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.